From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Millions of Pakistanis are bracing for more potentially deadly floods from the latest round of downpours. At least 1,500 people have died since a monsoon hit the South Asian nation some 2 weeks ago and triggered the worst floods in recent memory. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi tells the BBC that the dire situation is making it easy for the Taliban and other insurgent groups to step in and help those in need.
If we do not address people who have been affected and do not give them help immediately, people who want to create mischief will get room to step in. And we want to make sure that we do not create a vacuum for them to fill.
International aid has been arriving in Pakistan, but many complain help's been slow to reach them. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates plans to step down next year. Foreign Policy's Fred Kaplan broke the story. He spoke to NPR about Gates' time with the Bush administration and his attempts at preparing the Obama administration for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
He only had 2 years in the Bush administration. He realized time was short. He started giving a lot of speeches. These were meant as speeches to lay an agenda for the next Secretary of Defense. And then he became the next Secretary of Defense. And he's actually done quite a lot in carrying out that agenda.
Kaplan on his interview with Gates, published today in Foreign Policy magazine. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is no longer the target of a federal criminal investigation. Prosecutors dropped the probe of DeLay without bringing criminal charges. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the six-year-long investigation.
Tom DeLay got caught up in a lobbying scandal after accepting lavish golf trips and meals from disgraced power broker Jack Abramoff. Public outcry prompted a long-running Justice Department investigation. It sent Abramoff to prison for more than 3 years. But after 6 years of digging, federal prosecutors have declined to make a criminal case against DeLay. The Texas Republican gave up his House leadership post and ultimately left Congress. Two of his congressional aides pleaded guilty in connection with the Abramoff case. DeLay continues to face state money laundering charges filed by Texas prosecutors that he says are partisan and unfair. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The final kill on BP's leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is at least a week away. That's the word from retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, the government's lead figure on the spill. He told reporters today that officials have to first be convinced it's safe to move ahead with the final plug. Once the order is given, scientists will likely consider two options. Allen says one would be to build a pressure relief system into the existing equipment, cutting off the oil flow. The other involves replacing that equipment. Dow is up 7 points at 10,310. You're listening to NPR News. Oil companies won't be allowed to conduct deep water drilling without environmental reviews. The White House announced the new policy today after its researchers reported BP's Deepwater Horizon got exemptions based on old data. Shallow water drilling will also be subject to more environmental scrutiny under the new policy. The Obama administration says the policy will take effect pending full review of how exemptions are granted, which could force oil companies to wait longer for approval on deep water projects. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on a historic visit to Greece. It is the first by an Israeli premier, reciprocating a visit 3 weeks ago by Greece's prime minister. From Athens, John Syropoulos reports on the agenda. It's the resumption of Palestinian talks and military cooperation.
Diplomatic sources in Athens say Greece will offer to contribute its good standing with the Arab world in efforts to achieve Middle East peace. The offer comes as Israeli-Palestinian talks are set to resume next month after many years in suspension. It also comes as Israel's relationship with Greek arch-rival Turkey is souring. 9 Turks were killed last May when an international aid flotilla attempted to break the Israeli naval blockade of Gaza. Greece is traditionally pro-Palestinian. But as it struggles to emerge from near bankruptcy, Papandreou wants to cooperate in areas as diverse as renewable energy, water management, and scientific research. For NPR News, I'm John Psaropoulos in Athens.
China is now the world's second largest economy. It surpassed Japan, which today announced its economy hit $1.28 trillion in the second quarter. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.